This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yena ke lo Ms. Sokhela bese sokhuluma ngaye sibe sim interviewer basically ngaye I HIV prevention. Lalela mungazi, so you better have to stay tuned njengamanje khona la kumsakazi wakhe MUT Radio. Ma so for a student esingazi ukuthi noma esiqalayo ukuzwa ngeprep ungayichaza uthini iprep kuyona uthi yini nje iprep and how is it different from HIV treatment?
Okay. Iprep ukwenza nje ukuthi iyeze nje la zokupreventa HIV. It's one of the recognized methods for high-risk people to use so that they do not contract HIV. Umehluko phakathi kwa PrEP no HIV treatment ukuthi for a person to take PrEP, they have to be HIV negative. And for people to take HIV infection medicine, which is ART, they have to be HIV positive.
Mm. Okay, ma'am. Nizwileke nani ukuthi you have to be HIV positive so that you don't have to be HIV positive for you to take iPrep. Angithi ma. Hello?
Yebo.
Okay, ma. So, ma, how accessible is iPrep for university students like South Africa njengamanje? So, where can a student from Durban go and get it, and is it affordable for our students le PrEP?
Very affordable. Actually, it's free of charge. And for, I'm assuming that most of the students of the community that you serve into the community in the Umlazi area. Mm. So for Umlazi, you have different facilities, departmental health facilities and municipality facilities. So obviously, you can go to the clinic and you can access it there. You can go to Amayama Clinic Facility, Umlazi Age, and a whole lot of other facilities. As a student, you will be able to access your PrEP, and you'll be able to access your PrEP free of charge. So I'll be able to talk a little talk. And access your corner, the answer and everything. Then we have, in the past year, rolled out injectable PrEP. And the injectable PrEP is an analogy to corner my facilities as well as that are providing that. So you say to me, I just love it, which is only on the back of the campus, you are able to access the capacity, which is our injectable PrEP.
Nizweleke ma we student esilele res nkosi yami iPrep imahala ha it's free of charge uzwele kuyena ku Ms. Sokhela ikutshela ukuthi hamba so muzazi nje ukuthi nje umuntu obhizi wena hamba uthathe uPrep so ma sacengichazele banja kancane ngokuthi what is iPrep ke manje and why the 72 hour window is so critical yebo because ngisho ukuthi many students don't know about ngale option ukuthi ya exist and exist iPrep.
I've iPrep ayethe sikhuluma ngento ukuthi it's pre exposure also ukuthi it prevents before you are exposed to the risk of HIV.
Okay.
Then on the other side, the man is coming out of chair. Second is the exposure. Shooting that my imagine, for instance, a typical case, also maybe somewhere.
Yes.
In the ECT, within 72 hours, you know, this we're looking at in the which these antibodies they get into a bloodstream, then they convert, and so it's important that we should be ready after 72 hours, or as soon as possible. That would be the best way to describe it, which is totally okay, which is the post-exposure prophylaxis. Because you've been exposed now, so you need to get prophylaxis, which you will take for a specific period of time, which is usually a month. Post the exposure. But it's very critical that you go to a health facility and get this as soon as possible. And that is why we deliver the window after those 2 hours.
Uzwele-ke angazi muzohlala uvumele iSCI ingene emzimbeni izizinze inkosi yami kungako ngakwenza and I'm sure most of it it's not quite expensive lalela so mase sengivala nje le interview nawe what is the one message wena ofuna wonke umfundi olalele njengamanje especially students olalele ihlanganani midday show njengamanje to walk away with and something that could generally protect their lives nje a message oyiyodwa nayo nje for bona
well one message would be Let's speak to safer sex practices. And in safer sex practices, one, use a condom whenever you have a sexual encounter. And two, let us be mindful of which is STI. In a prep way to our own protect against the other STI. So even with prep, we still want you to use a condom so that you are safe not only from HIV, but you are safe from other STIs as well.
Siyabonga kakhulu mother nimzwile kuma ekuyala o ethi nje icondom
This is an MUT Radio podcast